Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 6, episode 10 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We're studying in Mosiah chapters 18 to 24 in the week of May 20th to May the 26th. Today we're going to look at Mosiah chapter 19 and perhaps Mosiah 20 as well, just as a bit of an interlude between what we've just been studying in Mosiah 18 and then jumping into Mosiah 21 when the people of King Noah are enslaved. We're going to talk about kind of what happens to lead to that point. So, as you know, we were just looking, with the people of Alma who've escaped from the kingdom of King Noah. And they've entered into the covenant with the Lord. And we return back now to King Noah. There seems, in verse 2, to be a small division among the people. Now, we don't know how this division has started. We don't know whether it's because of just the people starting to get tired of the reign of King Noah or starting to become unhappy with him, evidencing that selfishness and greed are not sustainable principles when working with and living with others. We also don't know if these divisions happened because of the teachings of Abinadi. It may well be that Abinadi's teachings were voiced abroad by Alma, which we know is the case. Some of them did, many of them did, of course, follow Alma into the wilderness, as it were, away from the city of King Noah. Or the city of Nephi, as it is. We also don't know if some people, you know, heard it and stayed behind and started to realize the error of King Noah's ways. And we also know that one of them, Gideon, is still in that city and he becomes quite a righteous individual throughout the remainder of his life. So it may well be that, you know, the teachings of Abinadi, obviously we focus on the impact on Alma, the elder, but we also maybe see a bit of an impact from his teachings here as well. Gideon, who I just mentioned, is about to overcome the king and slay him. And the king sees from his tower that the Lamanites even are entering the borders of the city and that they are going to attack. So Gideon spares him for that moment. And they start to, the King Noah announces to the people that they are to flee. With all their families. So they don't stay in fights. They don't even try to protect themselves. They flee. The Lamanites pursue them and start overtaking them. And King Noah then tells the men to leave their wives and children behind and to continue their flight into the wilderness whilst the women and children slow them down, as it were. Some did not. Some would refuse. And they were able to get the Lamanites not to slay them by offering, standing forth their daughters and pleading with the Lamanites to not slay them. And the Lamanites were charmed and did not slay them. But so they did fall into this kind of tax of half of them giving up all of them giving up a half of their belongings to the Lamanites, half of their gold, their silver, their precious things, paying tribute each year from that point forward. And what I find interesting is that there was one of them amongst them who was one of the sons of the king, who was Limhi. Now, this indicates to us that Limhi was an individual who was part of this fleeing group. His father's just said to all the men, leave the women and children behind and keep going, like flee with me. But Limhi is not in that group. He has stayed behind with those that stayed behind, which indicates to us the character of Limhi, which is not a surprise to us when we, you know, see Limhi's reign a little later, that he is someone who is following the principles of the Lord, of his grandfather Zeniff, and not the ways of his father, King Noah, which I think is quite telling and helps us to understand why, of King Noah's children, why Limhi has this difference in leadership, because that's how he survived and was made king over the people. So King Limhi, once they come back to the land and they are being taxed by the Lamanites by this tax, which, by the way, again, is also a effect of their, you know, disobedience and previous wickedness as well. And Limhi points this out to the people when Ammon finds them. They wonder what happened to King Noah and those other people. As it transpires, the people that went with the king start to feel the guilt and the shame of what they've done, and they seek to go back. But King Noah tells them not to, and they end up burning the king by fire. Which, of course, is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Abinadi that his life would be viewed as a, or King Noah's life would be viewed as a flame in a hot furnace, and that he would have the same fate, basically, as Abinadi did, that the king caused to go upon him. We see, you know, that the Lord always fulfills his promises, and that also wickedness does not lead to happiness. Even in the moment, it may seem like a positive thing or a good thing. We know that ultimately it will not be. And it is something which reminds us about how the promises of the Lord are always fulfilled, all the good ones, but also all the removal of blessings that take place as well. So then we go into chapter 20. And this is a bit of a interlude, really. Again, it's another reminder, though, and I'll just mention this quickly. I'm not going to go into detail into these verses, but I think this story is worth mentioning. The priests of King Noah had escaped during all this as well, and they find a group of Lamanites, and they capture some Lamanite women. This causes the Lamanites to become angry and send forth people, or an army, armies, to the people of King Limhi to destroy them completely. Now, obviously, this is a big misunderstanding, but it does show again just how the impact, or the impact that choices of others can have on us. The people, the priests of King Noah, did this extremely selfish and horrendous thing, and it leads to the suffering and almost the destruction of the people that are left of King Limhi. King Limhi, of course, explains, well, first of all, they defend themselves. And I love this phrase. They fought for their lives, for their wives, for their children. Therefore, they exerted themselves, and like dragons did they fight. So there was this idea that they defended themselves and they must have been protected, because, of course, they are acting in self-defense and they themselves have not done any wrong. But they basically fend off these Lamanites, and they capture one, and they ask, why have they done this? And Limhi explains, or rather, it's again Gideon's realization that it's the priest of King Noah that have caused this. So, you know, that's really, well, that's what happened in the chapter as a whole. But I like this as a little mini example of, again, the impact of wickedness of others, or the example of others, or our example even, can have a huge impact on others, depending on the way we act. Thank you so much for listening today. Please do join us tomorrow as we continue our study of this week's materials. But come follow me, and until we meet again.